No script, no rules, no bull. It's The Cauldron with Larry Williams on News Talk ZB.
Hello, I'm Larry Williams and welcome into Monday. You can text on ZBZB, that is 9292. The email is larry@newstalkzb.co.nz. The Facebook is Larry Williams Drive. And welcome into The Cauldron. And Matthew Hooton, Josie Pagani and Barry Soper will debate all the issues during this election campaign. First word comes to me, the best policy I've seen this campaign is ACT giving principals $1 billion, Josie, $1 billion to principals, $93,000 per teacher. They will allocate that. If you're a good teacher, you'll get more. If you're a bad teacher, it's a brilliant policy. What does the NZEI come out? They slam it. And what I find, what is a mystery to me, is why good teachers who are intelligent teachers continue to suck up to the unions and buy this political union crap. What do you say?
I think as a parent, parents listen to this and they kind of go, why is it that the teaching sector doesn't reward good teachers and you have a sort of some sort of pay that's related to your ability to teach? The problem with it, that this is the point the unions make, is that if it's tied to the progress of kids, you end up targeting teachers that have got the hardest kids to deal with, the most challenging kids. And so it shouldn't be linked to what kids are doing. But I agree in the sense that you should be able to.
No, I think the health says it will.
Principals know who their teachers are.
This is the fundamental lie that the teacher unions put about, that somehow or another teachers will be paid depending on how well the kids do in the classroom. And that means the evil union bosses say that means the kids from wealthy areas, their teachers will be paid more. This is a lie. The union bosses know it is a lie. They have lied systematically on this point ever since David Longhi first proposed the system when he was Minister of Education. They are the most destructive organisations in New Zealand, and it is a fantastic thing that ACT has decided to stand up to them and try to crush those unions.
The unions, Matthew.
It's only
you're working yourself
four,
up again.
Those unions have done more to destroy lives in this country than methamphetamine.
Channel your Buddhist existentialism and crush.
Well, you don't want teachers to be paid more, Barry? Come on.
Most certainly do want teachers to be paid more.
Principals are in the best position.
So why is the unions opposing it?
Oh, they're nuts.
Well, I think Josie gave a fairly good disposition as to why. I tend to agree with you, Matthew, far better for me to agree with you, but, you tend to pay, I guess, if you're in better areas, the teachers get better pay because the kids are doing better.
But I would say it's a good thing that ACTs noticed that actually teachers need to be paid more.
ACT is suggesting that the average teacher in New Zealand earn $93,000 a year and the teacher unions are against it.
Okay, Barry Soper, so what's been bugging you? What have you
pushing
noticed
my over, buttons this week.
No, over the last week? We digressed a little, yeah.
Well, it started off, of course, with the leaders' debate. I thought the winner on that was Vanilla. Then it moved on to Winston Peters and the disgrace, and to me it was a disgrace, that details of his pension was made public. The leak came from the government. They've denied it right from the beginning. But, this is highly confidential and personal information. And those of us who know Winston Peters knows how he hates having his privacy made public. And this was a double blow to him. But I think he got his own back because it rebounded badly on the government. And it was a strategy by the government.
Okay, Matthew, what have you seen in the last week?
That has been the story of the week, because what it's done is it has caused a major division between National and New Zealand First. It was National that leaked the information against Winston Peters. Even if it wasn't, Winston Peters believes it was, and I think that is making the chances of them forming a government more minuscule than ever.
Sorry, National leaked it even if it wasn't.
I'm absolutely certain National leaked it, but even if they didn't, Winston Peters believes they did, and that's the important thing.
And it shows a desperation which you're seeing in the National campaign, which, the story became about what is in effect ministers using the apparatus of state to embarrass an opposition, a political opponent, and that was
okay. We'll come back to that. So we're just still going around the table, Josie.
Well, actually, I was thinking as I was coming in, the billboard war, putting politics aside, I do think that Labor's won the billboard war. Their billboards are great. If you, as a political campaigner, and everyone in this room has been involved in political campaigns one way or another, that it's clean, it's that sort of silvery grey colour, it's just got a couple of words on it, and there's one where Jacinda, she literally looks like Jesus. Well, she's got long hair.
Oh, well, this is taking just a
And it might be a little bit. It might be a little bit much. But I do think they are the best in terms of sort of a professional campaign billboards. They're the best ones. And Nationals have been terrible. Greens have disappeared without trace. Green Hearts or something. Mm. And the other ones are pretty. You can't even think of them.
Need to take a break.